Come to order, and we have a committee concerning the issue of the consolidation and related matter. This is in the nature of a discussion to find out what ways we can proceed, et cetera, or should we proceed, et cetera. I don't expect anything final coming out of this. This is a getting to know the issue is kind of meeting. So let's take a count.
Vice President Zabadi?
Here.
Director Jin?
Here.
Sue Nash?
Here.
And we appreciate Sue being a member of public participating in this one, and with her expertise, I'm sure will be assisted. So first, I would like to go to public comments to other than the issue before this committee today. Anybody?
What did you just say?
Public comments concerning matters other than what is on the index.
I think you can only talk about what this committee's about.
Yeah, but not on the agenda.
Not on the agenda. Concerning.
If there is such a thing, I don't know.
I don't think so.
We're just trying to.
Then I would proceed to public comment concerning.
I have my hand up.
Okay.
It is tied, but not tied to the relevant, it is tied to the matter of consolidation, but it is also a separate issue. As you are well aware, the contamination issue, as it relates to the trihalomethanes that are appearing in the water source. As a result of your efforts to chlorinate that water and remove the and treat the organics and inorganics up at Foster Lake. The hard part about that, those are shallow wells. It's your dependence on surface water, which last I checked, Strawberry Creek's dry and your lake is dry and your well water's going down. And that puts you in a very bad situation that having to use that water and treat a problematic source. Now, I will tell you that I have studied every single well on this mountain in all three districts. Copied the well logs, I've copied every single constituent log in terms of what's in there for the MCLs, the contaminants, and that's a very bad source of water. You're pinned up against that source in Fern Valley 1A and one other source, and this is what happens when you're overly dependent on surface water.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. You know, with all due respect, I know what Jeff is saying is of a concern to all of us. We're seeking solutions to a nuisance that, you know, may be bigger than all of us. But I think Sue may have written about what I'm about to ask, but in regards to keeping tonight's conversations focused on this agenda, I would like to ask you two members of the board to go back to your other members from tomorrow and consider rearranging the agenda tomorrow evening for a couple of reasons. Number one, the meeting is starting later than normal, which kind of poses a hardship on a lot of people. And there are, I think you're going to find, to be possibly an unusual amount of people coming tomorrow night. The drought,
it's Wednesday.
Wednesday night. The drought is hardly going to be the topic of anybody's interest at this moment because the water issue seems to have usurped that in a large way. So, as a consideration, because there might be people standing or a lot of people having questions, there might be some public health official or two coming in here to speak, I'm asking that you go from the consent calendar directly into the consolidation and water treatment and then go to the drought thing, because some people just don't want to wait through a lengthy drought talk. Does that seem fair?
Well, actually, without disclosing any discussions with anyone, which I haven't had. During this issue, my idea was very much along your lines. Since most people would be coming concerning the water quality issue, I should be the next item after the consent calendar, and Sue has certain suggestions. But those will be discussed at the beginning of the meeting as to what.
No, I just, you know, before we get into any other kind of, lively banter here tonight, I just wanted to, you know, in the friendliest, most respectful way possible, not just as a consideration for myself and my back, but for everybody who wants to get home before midnight, it might be a better idea to consider, and I'm not saying what you should do, to possibly table the drought plan to another meeting, and let's just keep this thing down to a couple of hours. Because otherwise, that's a topic unto itself, and we're not in a drought this minute yet, but.
Just a short comment. We will certainly consider that, and it probably goes along with my point of view as what should be the order of things on Wednesday, but it's going to be up to the present chair to decide what the.
Maybe the audience may help persuade.
Right, and the reason we have it at 6:30, actually, because Chick is away, and I want to make sure he gets here on time.
No, and it's good, he should be here, but it puts a little bit of a, let's face it, we all go to bed at 9:00.
That's late.
I don't know.
So any other comments, public comments then? I'm going to the public comment on the issues here before that, afterwards. General public comment?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I have something about today's agenda.
Right.
That's irrelevant so far.
So let me go to the next stage, public comment concerning matters before this subcommittee. What, anybody? JP.
You asked the board to create this committee. I hope that there's a plan for it other than just to say there would be savings. The other districts have already expressed some confusion over what it would be for them. So trying to develop some data such as actually looking at what the cost per gallon might be, making comparisons, would be helpful, and not just speaking in generalities of the value or abuse among different districts. And by the way, you called a subcommittee. So under what committee is it?
It's an ad hoc committee created at the last meeting.
Right, but you called a subcommittee, and I'm wondering under what general committee it falls.
Maybe I misspoke. Committee. Is that an ad hoc committee? It's an ad hoc committee. Yes, Jeff.
Okay. So really, it's not about the cost per gallon, the cost per 1,000 gallons for I as a Pine Cove customer. What I view as a liability, you guys view as an asset. And so we are completely polarized on how to proceed here. And I will tell you, I'm not the only one in this situation. You use surface water from Strawberry Creek, which dries up every year, pumped to Foster Lake, and pulled out with shallow wells, producing poisonous substandard water. Your water production capacity radically drops off when Strawberry Creek and Foster Lake dry up. I hazard to say a 60% capacity reduction online PCWD. You use radioactive well Fern Valley 1A, producing dangerous and expensive radioactive waste and unclean water. Your ion exchange column is dangerous in the hands of underpaid employees. Old broken sewer plant that repeatedly spills into the tributaries of Strawberry Creek that needs more hookups, as stated by Jack Hoagland himself, to fund a new plant. You still want to inject treated sewage into Foster Lake. You show no good faith in selling off the Dutch Flat treated sewage, monitoring wells in Dutch Flat. It's not a bargaining chip, as some board members have stated. Dozens of miles of crappy pipe and scary substandard hydrants. Poor employee pay and retention, part-time licensing is not a solution. You took a lot of pride when you had your rating, hearing for your rate increase in terms of the lack of notices. There's little public interest in IWD customer matters. It's a scary thought, given that their health, welfare, and safety are at stake, as evidenced in a lack of qualified candidates in the recent election, and an abysmal response to the customers either supporting or objecting to the rate increases. Apathy and disinterest are not support. Unlike you, PCWD did the right thing and sent home a customer response form soliciting support in opposition in two rate increases. Why would we want to lose that at Pine Cove? Now, those are your liabilities in terms of what I consider. The assets to PCWD, we have an aggressive land use lease agreement program generating massive revenue over the decades that has funded strategic purchase of three highway wells, drilling two Dutch flat wells, and well 17, adding 40% capacity to district water production, dramatically improving our drought resistance. Unlike you, when the drought hits, those wells are in full operation. Development of the highly effective Dutch flat filter plant to treat Dutch flat raw water, something that you have yet to master, as evidenced by reaching your MCL in the trihalomethanes. Added wildland fire suppression capacity with numerous hydrants on the approaches of Pine Cove, north along Highway 243, the Red Hill Road, and the San Jacinto Ridge truck trail, used recently to stop the Indian Fire. Aggressive upgrading of antiquated hydrants beyond minimum installation and operating expectations. An improved maintenance facility, adding vehicle shelters, paving, improved fuel storage, buying heavy equipment upgrades. All of this would go away under consolidation because that money would come down here and fix all the crappy infrastructure. And we would, at best, gain a third, which I doubt we would be able to have any of that return to Pine Cove in terms of the upgrades. Now, we've had those in place for 30 years. That's about $70,000 a year across 30 years. That has produced massive revenue that we will lose. It will not come back to the residents of Pine Cove. Our long-term retention and aggressive use of reasonably plagued certified pipe infrastructure development replacement crews lowered our building maintenance replacement costs to a quarter of outsourced prevailing wages. This is why having the in-house crews are best, because you're not paying the prevailing wage, which for a certified welder, pressure welder, is very expensive. You know, we're paying 18, 19, 20 bucks an hour plus PERS. But I can tell you our unfunded liability that we have, the $700,000, two projects pay for that unfunded liability over 30 years. It's gone in 5 or 6 years, okay? It's a numbers game. I'm just telling you what our unfunded liability is. When Marge came down here and said 7 million, it's not 7 million, it's 700, actually 698, but who's counting? When you deal with being able to put pipe in for $92 a foot versus whatever you're paying, because you've had all kinds of different quotes, it's not $92 a foot, that's for certain. I am deeply concerned about what I will lose in terms of, as a Pine Cove resident, and what I will then be exposed to. I will tell you, Peter, 20 years ago, I led the initiative to bring about consolidation in these districts. I did my homework. I went and I looked at every single well. There are hundreds of hours that I spent in each of these boardrooms, not with the board at present, but sitting at these tables, going through well logs, copying, going through them, getting an understanding of what water production looks like on this mountain. If you don't do that, you have no idea what you're up against. I did, and I learned one very basic thing. This district is a water pig. This district is not about watershed management. This district is about taking a resource and abusing it. And all I have to do is look at Foster Lake and the watershed behind it. Sue, have you ever been up to the watershed behind Foster Lake? You should take a look. Okay, as an environmental attorney, you should take a heavy dose of what we're looking at here. It is not something that I want to hand to this district in terms of my hope and my future and the safety of my family. I do not trust this district. In terms of watershed management, certainly not in terms of watershed production.
Jeff, you could go on for a little while, but you know, usually limit is 4 minutes, so they give you a lot more. Do you need any more time? Go ahead.
30 seconds.
Okay.
My advice to both the PCWD and Fern Valley Water Boards, the managers and the customers, is to say not only no to consolidation, but to make an example out of this. You need to go clean up your mess. And you have a big mess. It is not a small mess. It is a big mess. Your ability to produce water in this district during drought conditions is abysmal. All right. And so not only am I recommending that no consolidation take place, I'm recommending no cooperation.
Go ahead.
Certainly Jeff is entitled to his opinion. And on a number of things he said, I'm sure there are plenty of facts packed in there. And it probably, you know, if we could have looked at this from a distance, trying to propose a consolidation effort right on the very heels of a you know, of two contaminants exceeding the MCL, probably doesn't make us look like the most desirable company to be hooked up with. However, addressing his concerns about how other districts might suck all the money and lifeblood out of Pine Cove, I don't think anyone would want a contract arrangement like that. And I believe that when a consolidation, if it ever took place, it would address everybody's priorities and needs in a proper fashion. So, you know, there's no doubt about it, down the road as managers start making hundreds and hundreds of thousands a year instead of 100, there will ultimately come a time, if we don't do it sooner, for the districts to cooperate with each other and all share a responsible use of a watershed. I don't think anybody in Idlewild who lives here wants to abuse the environment, and I think that there are things that we need to fix. But right now, the concept of consolidation may not be appealing to Jeff, but I think if a proper study was done, if the money was looked at, the contractual arrangements were looked at, it wouldn't entirely be up to Jeff or a handful of people. It would be up to the community at large, our community, LAFCO, the State Water Resource Board. It would be a lot bigger than any one of us. So I don't know how much more we want to get into this tonight, but I can see his point. It's a kind of a crazy time to say, hey, Pine Cove, you want to jump in bed with us? Sure, why would they say yes now? So we got some work to do. And yes. I'd like to help.
Sorry. Good. No, somebody else put their hand up.
I would just like to say that I agree with Vic. I don't agree with Jeff. The contamination problems that IWD is currently facing and the future droughts because of climate change are really community problems, and they need to be solved by this community as a whole. And I think that's the direction we have to go if we're going to solve these coming problems. So.
Any additional public comments? Just for a minute.
Just for, if not even that. You have a lot of leeway in establishing this ad hoc committee. I'm looking around and I don't see from Valley customers here. I don't see any substantial Idlewild customers here. I don't see a lot of Pine Cove customers here, although I do see a couple. And I'm looking at this, and none of you did the groundwork that you should have done, which is walk up to those board members at the various agencies and establish working relationships with them.
I tried to do that, Jeff, but they canceled the meeting, and the next meeting isn't until Friday, which I'm going to attend.
Now, Sue, you walking into a meeting and saying you want to build, consolidate, okay. You want to consolidate.
Okay, that's it.
That's an argument.
Well, I was interrupted just now.
Yeah, go ahead, finish.
So the point is, you don't have those working relationships. You formed your committee, and one of the things that I recognized very early on when you want to do a consolidation effort, you need consensus. I tell you what you got right now is polarization.
And you helped with that.
Because you failed to do your due diligence.
So
let
me finish. I'll make a comment. Any more public comments?
Yeah, Peter. I'm from Pine Cove, I'm Nancy, and I don't want Pine Cove Water to be taken over by Idlewild. I simply do not want it to. Idlewild has nothing to offer but decades of poor management, radioactive water, and a service well so full of pollution the chlorine is needed in it would take care of a spa. Okay, now, the IWD Water Board is acting like schoolyard bullies saying, I broke my toy, give me yours. And that's exactly what you sound like. It really does. Now, okay, I've been through this one time before in the last decade. The same thing happened. We had another drought. And I know that you guys haven't been on the board. At the time that a lot of this stuff happened. So I know we can't blame you for the mess. But we can blame you for not doing your homework and not knowing, you have no idea what the wells produce. Now he does. He actually did this during our last disaster, our semi-disaster. So he did the work, he did the homework. I haven't done the homework, so I can't do it, but I'm not on anybody's board, so I don't have to, but you do. Okay. You rejected the water board, not you guys, the previous water board rejected the offer of buying the highway wells. That could have really done a number for you guys, but you rejected it. Well, Pine Cove bought them and we're doing fine. You chose an engineer that drilled two dry wells at the nature center. There's water someplace else and I'm sure you could find it if you had an engineer who knew what he was doing. You've neglected the infrastructure. You don't listen to your employees' constructive criticism. And you've only got one elected board member. And you are mistakenly relying on two well-run water districts and thinking that you could just take over and ruin them as your predecessors have ruined this one. Okay, now, if you had something to offer, if you fixed your own problems before you tried the bullying takeover, hired a good engineer, do all the work in-house instead of hiring it out at three times the cost, hold elections and let the citizens of Idlewild choose the board. Not that they want to. It doesn't seem like they're interested at all, does it? Anyway, you could drill some wells so you wouldn't have to rely on Strawberry Creek, which dries up every year. You could do your homework. You could learn the history of the water in the area and the problems with the IWD, and you could find out the well's capabilities. You could stop your bullying tactics and listen to knowledgeable people. You could sell the land you bought to monitor the sewerage dumping near the Pine Cove wells. I mean, you want to piss off your neighbors, that's how to do it, is tell them you're going to dump sewage in their wells. I mean, that's one way of doing it. Yeah, and you can clean up the junkyard behind Foster Lake. Have you seen it? Have you gone and looked at the junkyard behind Foster Lake? How many people have... Is this sort of an editorial thing, or...
There's no comment here.
No comments.
We're listening to you.
No comments. Right, okay. Well, I'll presume that you haven't.
But you're wrong. But,
okay. And you can stop acting like there is no cooperation or interconnecting pipes. We've got them. We can use them in an emergency. We've already bailed you out once. The last time we had the stage three. Anyway.
My last comment.
Anyway, Pine Cove is always there to give you a hand. But don't be a bully and do your homework.
Good. My last comment, so I guess we're sort of in the body of the discussion, but Nancy, I don't understand why you would think Idlewild would take over the other two districts. It could be the other way around. It could be any way that makes sense that the people vote for it, but Idlewild certainly, as you would indicate, would not be taking over a district if you didn't want it to, if people didn't vote to have that happen. I've never seen any indication that Idlewild wants to take over districts. What makes you think that? I'm just curious.
Okay, I've talked
about it.
Just because
it's bigger? All right, other than a general discussion, I think you already said what you wanted. You may have an opportunity later on. So let me just make a short statement.
Oh, one more thing. I'm terribly
sorry. Go ahead, sorry.
The things that you gave us, Sue, were in 2005 and 2009. That was during our last little discussion on consolidation, where I had people saying that they would simply vote to take us over. Of course, that doesn't work in our system of government. You can't just do that. And
okay.
That's it.
So just a short statement. This committee started with the idea that we live in one community. Many community members came to us at the time of the increase in the rates to say one of the ways to resolve our problems, reduce our cost, is to consolidate or increase cooperation between the districts. This is the reason we formed this committee. We don't have any plan to bludgeon you to take over. We don't even have a plan. We just have a discussion of an idea. To have such a vehement opposition from certain members of certain districts when we don't have anything to push down your throat yet, or not plan, let me finish. I listen to you. So we're just trying to figure out, is there some support for this ideal, or is there no support for this ideal, and how should they go about it? And Vic's suggestion, and JP's suggestion is correct, is to find out what are the financial impacts, what are the use of labor impacts, what is the cooperation, increased cooperation would result in something of a community being together. After all, although we have different water districts, we all use the same facilities here. It does make sense at some level that an increased cooperation, consolidation, or whatever we're going to call it, is going to reduce expenses, increase efficiency. Mr. Smith brings up all the problems.
Maybe I'm thinking about
let me finish our last discussion on this. Mr. Smith has had all kind of terrible practices by this particular district. Maybe having his district with us would improve us all. It would improve the operation of the water district here. So I don't understand the vehement opposition, but I leave it at that. We are at the discussion, board discussion now. I turn to you, Susan.
Okay, when I started this, I did a lot of research with LAFCO, read the 2005 service report. Based on a offhand comment that Jack made, I learned that they're doing another one. And that is in the process right now. It's contracted out and staff is working on it. And it will, I assume, be basically the same format as the 2005 one. There will be a lot of input. I've just sent them, for instance, our citation as input to that report about our service capabilities. What happened, and then there will be public hearings, public comment period. There will be a draft staff report that I and other members of the community have signed up to get, and I'm assuming that the board will also be involved with giving the LAFCO contractor information. And at the time, so that's what the game plan was. Let's see what this says. Let's see what they think the three services are. Let's see what LAFCO's recommendation is. Now, LAFCO's recommendation said in 2005 we were doing fine. And in 2005 we're going to sign a mutual aid agreement, or maybe had already signed the first one. We had an MOUs for the San Jacinto Mountains Area Study Group, and that was dissolved and expired. There was a water resources management plan for the San Jacinto Mountain Area Water Study. That's sitting in the offices of each of the managers, and it's about this thick. The one here that I looked at a few months ago was well used. Apparently it hasn't been finaled, and I don't know if it's being used at all. And there was also studies that were done or beginning about the wells and how almost all the water ends up flowing off the mountain instead of being retained. So there was also a groundwater study. So there are lots of studies out there, and I'm waiting to see what the 2018 plan does. And of course, it's interesting to see two things I'd like to point out. On page 2-54, the service review is to list all possible government structure options, including advantages and disadvantages of each. And then on the following pages, there's six and four pros and cons of a full consolidation. And those are the factors that the community needs to look at in deciding whether a full consolidation is worthwhile. And of course, what LAFCO does is not just look at consolidation, but they actually use the word reorganization. And that might be consolidation, merger, dissolution, annexation, or detachment. The point I'm trying to make is that when they looked at us in 2005, they said, you've got all these cooperative things going. There are many different reports about how much money would actually be saved. So as long as you've got all these things going, you've got groundwater management plans and area management plans and committees and MOUs, and everybody's working together and are very happy, that there's no reason to really look at consolidation when there's so much public output. I'm not done. I'll break.
We want to have discussion here first, and we'll go to you.
But then last Wednesday, I read the article in the paper about the article, and so my focus shifted, and I thought, well, at first, the first thing we need to do, if we've got this problem with water quality, is look at the mutual aid agreement, which everybody has signed. I don't know if there's a later version that was updated. I haven't been able to get a later version from anybody. I got this from Pine Cove.
Didn't we sign one about a year ago? Wasn't there one floating around at the beginning of 17?
Could be.
Anyway, assuming that the new one is essentially the same, it talks about that, this is most important, on page 3, number 10, in an emergency, and I consider this is an emergency even though it's not so defined under the Public Resources Code or the Government Code, the general managers of the district will confer with a spirit of neighborly cooperation, attempt to devise a workable solution. So what I'm asking this subcommittee to do, or ad hoc committee or whatever, is to ask the board next Wednesday to direct the general manager to implement or invoke this mutual aid agreement and confer with a spirit of neighborly cooperation to see how we can help solve this problem. And I would also like to see the contract or engagement with the Water Quality Solutions, Inc. I would also like that to be available at the next board meeting, which is the company that's been engaged. That contract may talk about invoking the mutual aid agreement. We don't know. But I think that in this, what I consider a water quality crisis, the minimum we can do as an ad hoc committee is saying, do the mutual aid agreement, get involved with the current water services report that LAFCO is doing, see what they have to say, make comments on it, and use that information to move forward. Because of course, that service report talks about all three water districts and what their service thing. And then everybody in the public will have a lot more information, because as you can see in the 2005 report, they go into great detail. And at that point, then we can look at that, participate in that, and see what our next step should be. Should we reinstitute this joint management plan? Should we finish up our groundwater study? Should we reinstitute our joint powers authority? What are all these things that we can work together for the whole community, short of filing a petition and trying to dissolve anybody or absorb anybody or anything else? I'm just looking for the fact that everybody has water problems during droughts. We have lots of droughts, they're gonna get worse, and I want the community to work together because we're all affected. There is no way that we're separate water districts. We're one watershed. Those are my comments.
You, Liz?
No.
No comments?
I know.
Well, to go along what JP suggested is that we need something concrete, something to be followed up from this meeting that has some meaning. It seems to me that, as opposed to what Jeff said, we didn't prepare. We've just been in business for a week. But certainly it's my idea to increase the membership in this ad hoc committee and offer membership to people from the other water districts as well, so they would have appropriate input, first of all. Second of all, I think we should make a firm, I don't know if Jeff represents the general feeling and the general decision of this community in opposing any kind of cooperation, as I mentioned just before, or consolidation or merger, but we should find out what is the feeling in this community. And therefore, we should have some meetings where, with greater community participation, where we can consider whether these ideas are good or bad or indifferent. So I'm planning to move along those lines. Also, as Sue said, she tried to contact other members of other boards, whether there's any kind of cooperation at all, and I will do that on my own, and I'm sure Les will do it as well. Whether it's going to be successful or not, I don't know, but we certainly offer that. And I also would like our particular staff to analyze our financial situation, water situation, to say that we will offer something in this merger consolidation. There's something positive for each district in being together and serving this community, which is one community together. So those are my thoughts, and I plan to proceed along those lines. Any other comments from Mr. Smith?
So she refers to the WSI groundwater study. Pinecove took that WSI report, identified, if I remember, 7 potential water sites, drilled into multiple of those sites, and helped increase that water production capacity by 40%. They used that report to increase their capacity, and they created their immunity to drought, where you said here, and Vic said, well, we're all in this together. We all use the same water. And that is fundamentally wrong. We do not use the same water. You are heavily dependent upon surface water. That is a very different type of water structure than groundwater. It requires completely different mechanisms for production, different mechanisms for storage, and different types of capital outlay. Fundamentally different. We built our district based solely on granite aquifer systems. Now, Fern Valley has a system that was heavily dependent on surface water. They have migrated away from surface water because of the inherent costs and complications that come with surface water production and treatment. The other difference that we have is that you've got an antiquated sewage treatment plant. And I sat here and I too listened to Jack say, you know, we need to increase the customer base. You want another plant, we got to get more customers for this. Pine Cove is not your source for those customers. I will tell you, my on-site sewage treatment facility is going to outlast the one that's about to be replaced.
You have a sewage facility? I didn't know that.
Everyone that has a septic tank has an on-site wastewater or waste disposal.
You don't have a sewage plant.
Septic system. Okay, that's what the state doesn't call them septic tanks. They call them on-site treatment sites. Okay, that's how they treat them. That's how they call them. And you know, the common term is septic tank. And mine's going to outlast your plant. Mine was put in before your plant. It's going to outlast your plant now. And it's very disturbing. Let me finish. This is important. The cost per hookup on a new system coming in is not a cheap affair. As Vic would probably be very well aware of the fact that hookups are gonna run tens, if not upwards past 150,000. Could be as minimal as 36,000,
Jeff, you're responding something that Jack said. Jack is not the board.
I'm talking about this, and I'm telling you what the fundamental differences are here, that as Pine Cove residents
view. What are you talking about, hookup for $100,000?
Jack sat here and said that he wants new, you need more customers to make that a viable facility for a new plant. That means turning to consolidation helps fix that equation, right? It's been a very...
What's the district that put in the sewer?
Oh, out towards Lake Matthews.
Jeff, this is a little bit off.
Okay, well, I'm back to it, okay? I'm all about watershed management, believe me. If I thought that this mechanism here was to bring about a cooperative, comprehensive way of viewing this, this would be a very important thing. But you, Peter, sat in the firm in Orange County and redoubled down on surface water by again challenging the position of surface water. And just by your reaction alone, Peter, tells us that there's a polarization between how we view water production.
No, that's the use of water. Jeff, you filed a complaint 10 years ago.
That hasn't been closed because you haven't proven your water.
That threatens the entire watershed here. Let me finish.
Surface watershed.
And I am told that you're constantly calling the people to get on it, to get action.
That's right.
What is it, Jeff? I don't understand it.
So, you probably have spoken with Laura. I know that Sue has spoken with Laura. And your solution is to, again, double down, whether you're successful or not. Okay, I've repeatedly said, it's incidental whether you win or lose. If you lose your surface water, you're going to be forced into a license. But it's all incidental. Groundwater production is fundamentally different than surface water production. You are heavily dependent on surface water production. That puts you in massive jeopardy every time there's a drought. Every time there's a drought.
Jeff,
Vic has been here.
The point is, you're talking about history. I'm not responsible for history.
We're not talking about history. We're talking about history. A record as it moves forward, and that record stands as what it is. You're making supposition into the future. I am not. I am basing my position based upon what has taken place on surface water production, and it's terrible.
Okay. One thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I know he's got a lot to get off his chest, apparently. I understand that. If the shoe was on the other foot, he might be treating this differently. But again, I got to take Sue's position and probably yours and Wes's as well. No one expected a climate change 20 years ago coming down the road. No one expected contaminants in the water to be a result of it. No one wants them. No one wants to try to shove a district down another district's throat. I thought the purpose of this committee was to draw a line on the ground and start and move forward and find reasons to cooperate. And the primary reason to cooperate, because the planet's going to hell in a handbasket, and if we don't manage this mountain as a team, their isolation one day may turn against them and the shoe may be on the other foot. No one's trying to steal their sub-ground water, and what we do with our surface water going forward, let's just see what the LAFCO report shows and what their suggestions are. I would say we go forward on this with an open mind. There's plenty of things we could discuss that we might not agree on, and maybe that would be more about how we handle not giving people toxic water. But for the purpose of trying to merge the community to be one family, one group, managing a watershed, I doubt if anybody could argue against the logic of moving forward and addressing this as a group, because as the drought continues or comes and goes, we'll have no choice but to work together. So let's do it in a nice way, because otherwise it's just going to be Jeff and guys who follow him who are just going to keep saying, you did this then, you did this then, you did this then. Yeah, we've had a bunch of crappy managers. Okay, here we go. Let's move forward.
Well, I asked 15, 20 years ago, fix your crappy hydrants, fix your crappy pipe. And what'd you do? You sat around, you put in maybe 4,000, 5,000 feet of pipe. We put in miles and miles and miles of pipe. I'm telling you, this matters, because back then the argument was very clear.
Well, help us move forward, because you know
I am. Fix your stuff.
You'd be a lot
a lot more of a hero in this community to work toward.
Sticking $4.5 million in the bank and not spending it? What is your annual operating budget?
Gentlemen, thank you for all your input, and there is a fresh face in the audience, Mark.
Just speak up, will you, Mark?
When I came in here 62 years ago, I turned on my tap and out would come pioneers. Because we had two wells, we had one cistern with rats floating on the top of it. And I was the only person in Pine Cove with a family. So if you want to go back to that, that's fine. I have a very good friend that lives in Pinewood, Bob Smith, most of you know him, he lives in the museum. They have a 100-year-old well, spring, out there, 100-year-old. He's now putting in a well for the first time to live dry. After 101 years, we don't have enough water. So he's been out there with his family since the late 1800s when they bought it. When I hear everybody, all the rhetoric is fine. This ain't gonna happen overnight, it's not gonna happen this year or next year. It's gotta start somewhere, and you can be an egotist, you can be an ideology, whatever you want. It's one water source, and that's snow and water. How we deliver it is the bottom line. We worked together years ago. We have a lot of issues that are wrong, and I have to tell you where there's a lot of buildings buried up there in Pine Cove. It's not the perfect district you think it is. It sounds good on paper sometimes, but there are issues you may not even know about, and I'm not gonna go there, because that's not the point. The point is starting here and going forward, for heaven's sakes. I mean, we have, what, fewer than 4,000 water meters? It's kind of silly with all the money that could come in. But we have debt. We form a district, have under that district three elements. Each of the districts is under the umbrella. Each one has to pay off its debt. Each one is going to develop differently. But the overall is going to be a group that's going to save the mountain eventually. That's what we're talking about, not I, me, or you. I hope that we get over this. Talk about in the future, because I think what Vic is saying, I can go back because I can tell you a lot of things that are wrong. I've been here a long time, you guys, and I know it. But I have to tell you also, there's a lot of good things. That's my take, and I really think that in the future, the amount of water we have and how we use it. If you took all the new people up here and you told them that there are three water districts and you sold a house, and they'd say, what? How many houses? Less than 4,000. What? Three water districts, three managers, three attorneys, 15 directors. They think we're stupid. The old people don't. They grasp on and hold on to the past. The new people are looking for how can we help and make it better. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Yes.
My understanding is the water in this watershed is a public resource managed by the state for the people in this community. And it's not Pine Cove's water, it's not Fern Valley's water, it's not Idlewild's water, mm-hmm. It's the public's water. And I think we gotta keep that in mind. Mm-hmm.
I have a suggestion. If you could recommend to the Idlewild Water Board that there would be any symbol of good faith, anything.
That would be that symbol of good.
Because right now I am absolutely adamant because there's nothing in it for Pine Cove and everything in it for Idlewild. There has been no sign of good faith from Idlewild.
Like Jeff Smith, the president of the United Board. I mean, could be everything in Pine Cove's favor.
I don't sit on any.
No, it wouldn't.
I know that.
It absolutely
would. You just
wouldn't.
Participated in this.
Because Idlewild doesn't have anything to offer. Now, if you did.
I don't destroy Pine Cove.
Oh, be quiet, both of you. If you would drill the wells, put in your infrastructure. I'm sorry. I'm really bothering you, Sue. Why don't you let
me phone read? I'm under some medication, and my hearing is rather sensitive. I apologize.
Oh, am I too loud?
Yes.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I really wish that if there was any sign of good faith, it would be nice.
Can I address that for 1 second? Jeff's brought it up. She's asserting to it. I don't know if you were around when this occurred, and it came out when John Cook was still the previous president of the board, and there was a tax sale. And before they sell the properties at the county steps, they always go to the agencies that are in that district to offer them a chance to buy it for the benefit of their district. At the time,
this board, previous board, was under the notion that a recycling plant was coming down the road and thought, oh, this will be good. Let's buy these two lots. I think they were like $12,000 each. They were really cheap. Obviously, you could put a water meter on them and sell them for a bundle, but they bought them for the purpose of what he said, to be some kind of a monitoring system for the crappy recycled water the previous district right. wanted to dump into Foster Lake. Sell the stupid lots because the board's never going to need them. And if that's the token of kindness that will satisfy Pine Cove, and I doubt it will be enough, let's hear the end
it's
of that.
Start.
Because we don't need those lots. They're useless.
I said it's a start.
Pardon me?
I said it's a start.
So, any further comments? Just to come away with something positive, then what we are going to do is going to make an effort to have members of other water districts join this committee. We're going to go out affirmatively to other board members of other water districts to see if they have any interest in some level of increased cooperation, etc. And I don't think we have to take a vote, but Sue Nash's suggestion, I'm not sure if the MOU would place an issue here, but it certainly will suggest to our manager to cover that issue in this presentation at the meeting Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And okay, last word, Jeff.
It's a question. Obviously, you don't have to answer it. I was under the impression that the other boards had told you that they were disinterested in this through their general managers, through Jack. Did Jack tell you that information?
I don't have the answer, but yes, they did. But the board did not act officially. I wonder if that's the official action they're going to take.
So
in view of the public interest for some manner of increased cooperation.
So you don't trust what the managers say?
But that's your characterization. Okay. Can we have a motion to adjourn?
No, please, may I say something first?
Sorry.
Okay.
I came in and I'm sorry, I was at a Christmas tree meeting to see what we're going to do.
It's a little early.
Actually, it isn't.
Never heard Christmas in July.
Because we have to work.
That's a very important meeting.
Yeah, it is kind of because the community has to come together if they want to do a Christmas tree, and they are. You know, I think you need to really stress when you decide to talk to people.
Gentlemen, let's listen to the lady. Go ahead.
The manager of Pine Cove is adamant, and so is his board. You don't want to talk about water. You don't want to talk about cooperation. They don't realize that every time they come into town, they're using somebody else's water. Our kids go to school at the elementary school. We eat down here. We are one. You can't get away from it. When the fire department goes off, we share the fire department. We share a lot of things. To try to be isolationist with water is one thing, but I think to try to speak in the present to the boards, you have to speak in the future, because that's where it is. And Pine Coast has over $1 million, probably $1.2 million in debt right now. I think Fern Valley's pretty good. I don't know what yours is.
That we don't have any.
That doesn't go away easily, so you can't say we can combine now. You can't do it right now. This is something that's down the road a couple of years, so to try to take an attitude today from a couple of managers and say it's not working, I think the public has to have more chance to speak to their future.
I agree with you.
And I think just bringing the managers in is one thing, but I think if you can expand and create on it. When we had the San Jacinto Water Study Agency, we worked very well with three districts, and it wasn't for water, it was for sewers, and of course it got killed at the last minute. But we worked for 5 years together to do something good for the community. And at the very last, the Pine Cove people also started pulling away from that because they decided they didn't want it. Well, unfortunately, a lot of people now can't build a garage because they don't have sewer, but whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But if you can work together on these ones, people can give us an opinion, we were good. But I see this coming today. It's not today. That's what bothers me. It's tomorrow. It's the future. And that's the thing we
got to
get across.
It's obvious, Marge, that we have to build some public sentiment toward increased cooperation, consolidation, or some consideration how we could save money and do all our jobs better. In case I know our water didn't do something right, and Pine Cove did something right, we want to learn from them. And there should be an avenue to do that.
I just want to do one other thing. The other day at your last meeting, when the manager said you wanted to pay people more so they would leave here, live here, to be available, I sat here and I listened to that, and I said, when I left here, I thought, your manager hasn't a clue about this community. if there's an emergency, which we had in Pine Cove, all the volunteer firemen got out, created a water line in the middle of winter. You have every contractor, all the water, we all know how to make water things work, we know how to do things. You build a call sheet, can you come if I need help? He doesn't know that, he doesn't know your community, and it's very hard to convince somebody that doesn't know something. We're very, very creative, very helpful, and we all pull together, we've been doing it for years, so. That kind of bothered me, I want to throw that in, because that's really what we're talking about, uniting for the benefit of all.
What, thank you, Mark. What a final note, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Good thing you're a friend, good thing you're a friend, Vic, go ahead.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Sue, maybe you know, Peter, but when districts combine, they don't always combine because the general managers want them to combine. You've got three general managers who are both young men or women who are looking for a long career. Combining three water districts is not something they're liable to try to persuade their board to know.
There's a procedure.
So often these things come about from a higher source. We don't want the higher source, we want the local control. But when things get bad enough, then we lose that local control, and then somebody combines us and tells us how to do our job. So I think in the spirit of cooperation, let's bring them in from the other districts, right, and get it rolling.
Yeah. Sue knows better. There is a petition process, right? Certain number, percentage of the people.
There is an application that water district boards can come in and fill out. There's a petition process, and it's all a easy, normal process.
I think it's 5% of the vote.
Right. 17%.
Petition, but it doesn't need to be.
Right, and then the state authority decides what should happen. This is not what we want to happen. We don't want anything forced on people.
It is, and it's not registered voters.
Yeah, it's landowners.
It's
right?
Landowners, 17% for the petition for landowners. And understand, people.
It's 5% in this. That's what I read in the LAFCO report. Neither here or there. That's not what we want. We don't want anything forced on people to begin with.
That's plain.
We don't want to bludgeon anybody.
We want good water. We want to work together.
Right. Yes.
And with that in mind, Sue, any more comments?
No, I echo what Mark said.
Okay. You, Les?
No, I think we're on the right track. We need to, you know, work together and try to figure out a solution. That's what we're looking at down the road.
Do you want to schedule a future meeting?
We will.
Sure.
We will.
I mean, tonight, or just wait?
Wait, and okay. Maybe in a different place and offer it to the public, okay, and advertise and all that stuff. You want to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I guess I get the second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Adjourn.
And thank you for considering our request to alter the agenda tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, it's up to Chip.
It's up to
Chip.
Chip. Oh.
But no, it's not. It's a vote of the board.
Oh, vote of the board.
What you do is you already have two out of five.